With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what block you from? You from around the way, right?
Yeah, Springfield 111.
Yeah, right.
I think Linden is like a couple blocks down.
Yeah.
So L lived here. Russell was on Hollis. I lived near Tall Stretch.
Yeah.
Live Squad.
Stretch and Gam and all them dudes.
Tupac was on my block.
Yeah, yeah.
But they
Hamo
was...
and all them dudes.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Queens is so small, man. It's not even a fucking joke, man. I got my man Q-Tip up here, you know.
Yo.
And let me make it clear. He did not come up here separate from the group. You're late. So just,
Thank
you know,
you.
They see this video. I don't want people thinking, oh, Q-Tip
this
is
beef. Oh, yes, he is a dickhead.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Yeah. But, you know, the fact that you just recently had Leonardo DiCaprio and fucking... amazing, like
oh
Chris
man,
Rock.
I saw your Mike Tyson joint though.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy, yo! You had the doctor's spot. I was like, look at
this. I was
it was the Halloween leftovers.
I was the nigga Spock for a week.
The nigga Spock, you're stupid.
Yo, but you must really look at everything differently, because that's like a rated, like an interviewer's super bucket list to have like three major cats together. Like, what the fuck is that? That's like when you die and you go to heaven and you see all these motherfuckers in front of you and you're just having fun. Like.
Oh, yeah. So, well, first of all, I mean,
God,
it's a pleasure to be up here, though, homie, because I definitely tune in and listen and all of that. But in terms of the radio show, the thing I'm doing on Beach One, that was just like, you know, I was on the phone talking to Chappelle and we was talking. He's like, I need to call Chris. So he calls Chris and we start talking. And he's like going in his man, and he was like, we need to do Tip Show. And I'm like, okay. And Leo was in town and he hit me. I was like, yo, come through. I'm going to have Chappelle and Rock there. He's like, okay, buddy, sure. And then he comes through
it's like
we're just chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how that went down, man. But, you know. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, I'm just trying to like follow the energy.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I worked on Watch the Throne,
mm-hmm.
and I worked on
Dark Twisted Fantasy. Kanye West's side is the reason.
Yeah. But me and Jay always been cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've passed off, you know, beats to Jay over the years and stuff like that. We've always been trying to work, but we never got up and stuff.
Damn.
I'm trying to work with your boy.
Ooh, with 50?
Yeah. Oh. I've been hitting him like, yo, dog, you need to like do this. You know, as a producer, when you had a producer brain and you hear
a certain
and you
sound.
I'll hear his records, I hear him rap, and then I'll see his interview and I'll be like, yo, dog, we need to do a joint, like an interview. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be hitting him with ideas and stuff. So I don't know. It'd just be the producer brain and stuff.
Yeah, he's back in the lab. So you need to just chill with him like 2 days straight.
Yeah.
You're a busy guy, man. Like, do you have time to chill?
Do I have time to chill?
God damn.
I wish I did. I need more time to chill. But that's important, man. You don't want to wind up like with a heart attack or like in a hotel room in Vegas with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
That sounds like my life.
Two hookers straddling you. And
sounds like my life.
Cause of death, chilling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So.
Oh, shit.
That's what it is.
Shout out to the fact that I spoke to the other crew and I asked them, how does it feel to be part of the historical transition in hip hop? Because when you guys came in, you switched, like, you bended everything. Like, everybody went towards your direction. How does it feel to be like a point when you see the hip hop map? That's like weird. Like, some people.
It's bugged out, man. That's like.
Like fashion, the way you thought. How, you know, how you live. Are you going to go to school? Are you going to. And then musically, like. The vibe.
Yeah.
Like the whole, you know, Zulu Nation shit.
I don't know. Yeah, it's ill because you almost wind up in a constant state of like pinching yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like for me, I mean, growing up in where we grew up back then in like the 80s, you know what I'm saying? It was very real out there. You know what I'm saying? So it was like my thing was not to go to. I didn't want to go to Jackson. I didn't, you know, I didn't want to go to Andrew Jackson, and I didn't want to go to Martin. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, I'm trying to avoid all these things. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
St. Francis Prep.
Yo, please, man. Actually, their ball team was always nice,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, St. John's and shit. Yeah.
But I just wanted to get from around the way because, like, for me, like, I experienced, like, a few great losses when I was young, like, very young. So it put me in a place where, and it was like, I mean, I was very young to see this shit that I saw. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that really put me on a trajectory and a path to just not caring what people think and kind of, as I look back on now, I can say it was a path of not caring what people think and just being yourself, being true and honest to who you are and your expression or whatever. No matter what plight you are in life, you know, to get to a point of truth and honesty is the most important part in your, you know, in your thing. So for me to look back and see all of that
taking risks. Yeah, because, you know, dressing the way I dress.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, being true and honest in those moments. Like, wow. We had on dashikis and niggas is like, and like, funny style.
What's up with the Roots,
kente
man?
Kente cloth, pants.
Yeah, they always make fun of you guys, man.
Over the Roots?
Yeah.
No, I think you're talking about the documentary with Black Thought. It's like, you know, they do, hey, questionable clothing. And
what's up?
You know, Black Thought probably had the dashiki after, you know. He saw the tribe shit that shouts out to Thought. That's my boy.
But the influence is there. I mean, you see Andre 3000. He took a risk. Like, dressing the way he dressed.
Yeah.
He did not give a fuck.
But see, you know what? It was beyond a dress. Like, the dress was just a piece of it. Because it was
just the mood. It's the attitude.
The music was also it was the environment of the music. So the dress and how you looked was like, it just accentuated where you were at musically. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever think that you were combining all that fashion, like, thought?
No.
You know,
no.
Like,
we was just all a bunch of kids, like, just
wilding out.
Around.
15. Damn. Because
I wrote Bonita, when I was 15.
Yeah, because Bonita Applebaum, I brought up earlier with the homies. I talked about how people had sex to this song.
Right.
But
right.
He told me y'all were 15 when y'all did it, so y'all weren't really thinking about people. Gonna be banging to it.
I mean, I was definitely. I definitely was thinking about smashing.
What?
Let's not get it fucked up, B. I was 15, my nigga. Like, I was very. I'm telling you, I grew up fast and young, man.
I didn't lose my shit till I was 19. The girls wasn't giving up no pussy, man.
You wasn't talking to great girls. Like,
I was in Queens, man. I don't think girls had pussy.
Nah,
back
I'm just
then.
Kidding. Hey, by all means, this is not any kind of demeaning kind of conversation you have. This is not good. We're not trending that way. And we're not trending that way.
I'm just so happy you brought up the
Stupid, man. You stupid.
The realness of that era, because people were gangster back then. Motherfuckers was dying.
Now it's
easy to like rap about, like, yo, I'm going to get this car, I'm going to get this gun, I'm hanging with this guy, I know drug dealers. And then I feel like they take the easy
route. Yo, my nigga, like, I'm going to keep it a buck. How we was raised, at least on my side, like, you know, aside from parent, like, the street raising on our side, it was like, I remember when the OGs used to say, like, you know, you got to, they used to do this, they used to put on what they, this may sound crazy.
Yeah.
But they used to wear these things. They used to call them the California suit or something like that. So they put them on the whole, you know, they put on the wigs and the joints and glove up and do work. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So the old dude would be like, "Yo," he used to always say, "But I finally get it." He's like, "Yo, if you gotta do something, you gotta put that outfit on.
Get it popped."
Like, well, no, it's like you gotta give off a certain perception this way if you're trying to. It was very dubious and ill-intending kind of a connotation that he was talking about. It was like disguising what your true motive is, you know, and doing something else. So that was the kind of greasy shit that we came up under, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, oh, dog, I don't want to be rapping about that shit and talking about it. Like, I'm just losing niggas and seeing all this shit. What type of shit is that for me to be? Yeah. Well, for me, like, it was almost a situation of being, like, in a situation you like, yeah, nah, I don't want music and my expression to kind of be representative of those type of energies. You know what I'm saying? So it was just thoughtful on our side to just be like, yo, let's just be honest and just say what it is we feel rather than try to like fashion it to shit. You know what I'm saying? So
because
it's like,
whereas
like you said, today dudes is always talking about shit that probably they know nothing about, or they it's like an exaggeration of shit. Like, I woke up last night in a
Bugatti or some shit.
Benz truck or whatever the fuck niggas be saying, and I had I woke up in the Brenz truck. I had two French ducks giving me cocksuck and da 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 in a brand new construct that my man Felipe built last night.
And the kids are,
you know, it's like all this crazy.
It.
Yeah, and that shit like, is like fantasy shit. For when I came up, I'm like, yo, dog, I'm trying to curb that shit.
And it's hypocritical too, especially if you understand the experiences and you're coming out like that.
Yeah,
you're
man.
Like a hypocrite.
Yeah, I mean, well, not even hypocritical so much so. It's just like an exaggeration.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we just try to like just keep it a buck, keep it us, and be yourself. That's all you can do. You know, just be straight up and down, be who you are, and don't profess to be things you aren't, and celebrate who you are.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But what the fuck was the wallet doing in El Segundo? I don't know. Like, that's always been my mystery.
Yo,
they gave me an answer. I want to answer from you. It's your shit.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, you know, niggas have watched Sanford and Son and shit.
Yeah, this is Fred Sanford.
And he'd be like, 11, you know, son, ain't you gonna watch TV with me? It's a great show. On the Thriller tonight, it's called Godzilla Fought Megatron in El Segundo or some shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, you remember them shits? So he's always doing
classic,
shit.
Yo, super classic.
I'm like, yo, this nigga is funny. So it was just like that. It was just some bug out shit. But I'll tell you a funny story about El Segundo. Was not even funny, but a memorable joint was, you know, because after we put it out, I was always fucking with that beat, because I remember going to block parties. One block party when I was young and heard a DJ play it, but take it off. And
he's,
I always wonder,
it up, like,
yeah. But niggas used to cut that up. So when I caught the beat again, like, I found it, I was like, oh shit, that's that joint. So I had like just an an affinity towards that breakbeat because I just always heard it and shit. So I was just like, fuck it. But then in hindsight, after we did, I'm like, yo, this shit is kind of like corny. Like, goddamn. But I mean, that's what I thought afterwards. Like, after initially doing it, I'm like, all right, fuck it. And I was just like, fuck it. Let's just roll. Let's just do it. So I didn't think niggas would fuck with it. But then we had this show in New York, like in a city. It was this place called Quando's, and it was off of Houston Street. And what was an old school, right? And at the top of the school was, like, you know, you had the roof, and the roof had this, like, gate over the roof. It was bugged out. It was almost like a prison. What? It was wild. So we had a show in there, and it was, like, 2 weeks after the record was out. And the shit fit, like, maybe 1,500. You was there, right? Like, it must have fit, like, about 2,000 people. Yo, that shit was just for off of that one song. El Segundo had only been out a couple of weeks.
It was thumping.
It was fucking rammed. And I remember that was the first time I saw Rosie Perez.
What?
And she was on the side of the stage like this, like chewing her gum and shit. And I'm like looking at this whole shit because, you know, I'm still basically a Queens nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've been in the city. I went to school in the city, but I never really fraternized with the whole downtown set. I've had my brushes, but this was like my first... in the group's first kind of show after having a record out, like, kind of. And to see that reaction and shit, and we just did the one fucking song.
Damn.
We came in, niggas packed, Kid Capri was DJing.
Wow.
Shit was crazy. We came in, we played for 10 minutes, and niggas acted like we had did like fucking 2-hour concert. niggas was like, oh my God. Yo, remember the shit, Mystery Science Theater?
Oh my God, yeah.
No. Remember that shit on Channel 13? Yo, who sampled that shit?
Did
Was that in one of them Jay records?
I think so.
Remember that shit? Was that called, what was that shit called?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The fucking mysteries on Channel 13. Okay, y'all niggas don't know what the fuck. I know I'm going.
I thought you were talking about
Stream of Consciousness.
Saturday. I thought you were talking about the Saturday, the karate shit, the fucking thing.
What, the Channel 5 shit?
Yeah, the 5 Deadly Venom bullshit.
Oh, nah. But it was funny because niggas was kind of like just wilding over El Segundo, and I was just like, wow.
Because,
I
you think know, I'm gonna you, like this one. You had Can I Kick It and Benny Appleboom. Those was like when you heard it.
Well, that was after.
Yeah, but those were like guaranteed hits where.
That was like our first video we ever did was El Segundo. That was our very first video.
Have you ever performed it in Mexico? Like, you ever performed it out there?
No.
What?
Nah.
Never? Out of auditorium?
Nah. We actually had a show in El Segundo.
No.
No, was it El Segundo? It was on the outskirts of El Segundo with KRS-One. That was like 1990, 91, some shit like that. I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
It was funny.
Before you get out of here, is there going to be like a biopic of you guys?
No.
Because, you know, I know
they did the documentary.
Yeah, and
shit.
I ain't no front. I cried at that shit. That shit was very
really?
Good. Bro, it was like, they caught like real moments of you guys. It wasn't like y'all were acting.
Yeah, the Fife shit was pretty moving.
I know you had issues with Rappaport and stuff like that,
whatever.
But everything is cool now?
Everything's cool. It's what it is. You know
but,
what I'm
you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I know you didn't want it to come out at that time, but I'm kind of glad he forced it out because that's an amazing thing. It's mad shit I didn't even know.
Yeah, man. It's, first of all, to have a movie being made about your life and shit is pretty humbling, you know? In that regard, it was an amazing thing. You know what I mean? Because it's not every day that somebody wants to like document you and what you do, and just like, you know what I'm saying?
And you're like, a perfectionist too, so cool. I know how you are. Like, you're like, oh, I don't want this to be like this. Nah, we gotta do this shit over. You're like super, and you be at Nobu every week, man. Like, I don't be known. This nigga be having a mad Nobu, ordering that fucking.
What, you saw me up at Nobu?
I saw you Yellowtail with Stretch Armstrong and shit. $1,000 of fucking Yellowtail. You think I don't know about that shit, man?
Hey, what the fuck is up with all that Yellowtail you think? You know, the Chinese are overfishing the motherfucking ocean, nigga, for that Yellowtail. You know how many dolphins died for that goddamn Yellowtail?
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
I wanna see you fall through. Quick, fast, without having to call you. quick, fast, I know just what they all do. But you can do it better, and that's all cool. Never seen a stop sign or a stoplight. I wanna see what living on the top like. You wanna see what living on the top like. Quick, fast, I know just what they all do. But you can do it better, and that's all cool. Never seen a stop sign or a stoplight. I wanna see what living on the top like. You wanna see what living on the top like. The shadow man take me on a joyride. Look both ways wherever that I go. In case I run into you, I drive slow. I know your sex drive go all day. And we can roll trip until tomorrow. Lights out for the insecure, self-centered. I know your heart won't be the same when I dive head first. I don't mind if I drown. In other words, girl, I need you right now. I said, the love for your name can only pertain to the flame I got in my vein. I never complain when your name is mentioned. I can't hold back or restrain. It's the flame I got in my vein. I never complain. I just want you to want me.
Just like I want you. Just like I want you. Just like I want you.
She needs me, I need her, downtown, me first, me first, me first. She needs me, I need her.
I wanna pick your brain too, I wanna get the brain too. Tell the truth, I might even stand in the rain too. Just to make you rain too. So your last one to recognize your worth. All good, I let him go first. All good, I let you go first. I come right after, then sec you round the curve. Pertain to the flame I got in my vein. I never complain when your name is making a game. Go back over strain. It's the flame I got in my vein. I never complain. I just want you to want me.
Just like I want you. Just like I want you. Just like I want you. Just like I want you.
She needs me, I need her, downtown, me first, me first, me first, she needs me, I need her.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.